You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is the book of Isaiah chapter 49 and verse 23. And kings shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. They shall bow down to thee with their face towards the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. God is never interested in shaming us. God is never interested in putting us to shame. In fact, if there is anyone that does not want to put you to shame, it is God. Sometimes you think you don't want to be put to shame, and you are begging God not to allow you to be put to shame. But what you don't know or realize is that actually, before you were born, God does not want you to be put to shame. Now, the conclusion of this verse is that, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. There is nobody that wait on God that will be ashamed. People think that waiting on God will put them to shame. They thought it will put them to disgrace. You have been waiting on God, though, and everybody has been getting married. You have been waiting on God, everybody has been getting admission. Everybody has been getting jobs. And you say you are waiting on God. Will they not mock you? Will they not shame you? I tell you the truth. God will not allow you to be put to shame. They shall not be ashamed that wait for me. They will not be ashamed. Don't worry, you will not be ashamed. As long as you are waiting on God, you will not be ashamed. Now, waiting on God does not simply mean trusting God for something. You can also trust God for something. Waiting on God simply means living your life for Him. Living your life for Him. You are not living for yourself. You are not living for others. You are simply living your life for God. It means whatever God intends to do with your life, that's what you are aligning your life with. There is nobody that gives his life to God that will be ashamed. You will not be put to shame. That's the word of God. His word doesn't fail. We don't need anything else. See, when God has spoken, you don't need vision, you don't need dreams, you don't need somebody to shake his head and say, as I was praying for you, as I was going through your village. No, the word of God is simple. The word of God is straightforward. It's dependable. You can rely on it. You will not be put to shame. No, you will not become ashamed. Don't let somebody discourage you from always waiting on God. That's the best way to live, waiting on God. You will not be put to shame. You have refused to corrupt yourself. You have refused to steal at work. But those who are stealing are building houses. They are buying cars. And when they see you, the first thing they ask you is that, have you bought land? Have you built your own house? How come you don't yet have a car? How much are you earning that they expect you to buy land, build house, buy a car? If care is not taken, you will get agitated in your heart. You get agitated in your spirit. Don't let anybody put pressure on you. Wait on the Lord. Those who wait on the Lord, oh, I'm telling you, you will not be put to shame. God has a way of protecting us from shame. If you wait on Him, you will not be ashamed. That's the word of the Lord. Thank you for listening. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.